This interview is with Mrs. Loretha Harmon, who is currently serving as Assistant Program Director at the Afro-American Cultural Center at the University of Illinois campus. Mrs. Harmon came to Champaign in the early 50s with her mother from her hometown in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Mrs. Harmon attended Lawhead and Willard schools, and she graduated from high school in Peoria. She also graduated from Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. Her first job upon arrival to Champaign was with the Champaign County Urban League when she became the first secretary. This interview is being conducted on July 25th, 1983 at her home, 1105 North Busey Avenue, Urbana. The interviewers are Melinda Roundtree and Patrick Tyler, representing the Urbana Free Library Archives Department.
Okay, first of all, Mrs. Harmon, could you tell us a little bit about your early childhood, when you were born, and your birthplace, and what you did while you were growing up?
I was born in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I was from a family of two brothers and one other sister. We were all born in Mississippi. I guess growing up, I think my family was pretty, I guess I'd say secure more than anything else. We didn't have very much money, but both my parents lived with us. My father worked two jobs for as long as I can remember. As a small child, my mother was home, but after I got up to where I started going to school, then she worked also. By being born in the South and leaving when I was 8, I don't really remember that much about the South. I remember some of the incidents of not being able to do certain things, but I really don't remember that as much as I remember my parents being very careful. You know, more than being afraid, they just kind of kept us away from certain things. So we really didn't know too much about what segregation was or anything like that. We just knew that we kind of stayed around home, stayed around people that we knew. Childhood experiences, I don't remember too many adverse experiences. You know, I don't remember any tragedies or anything like that. It was a pretty normal childhood, I guess. Nothing really happened that I would say was terrible. I can't think of anything really like that.
Could you tell us a little about your school?
I remember going to school, really, before I was old enough. My sister was in school, and I used to go to school with her before I was actually in school. And I remember the teachers, especially in the South. I remember that they had the attitude of, you're going to learn and I'm going to help you. You know, I can remember that very well. I remember a caring kind of an attitude. I also remember the children having respect for the teachers. You know, everybody called them by their last name. There didn't seem to be that much of a discipline problem. And then after we actually came here, I can remember the first real memory I have is of starting to go to a school right across the street. And because we lived in one city and the school was in one, and I couldn't go to that school. I remember that as a child. As far as places to live and that kind of thing, we first came to Champaign Bay. We came here because she's my grandmother. She was living here. We were on our way to California. We were going to the Bright Lights. And I had a grandmother here and some other relatives, and we stopped here so that my mother could see her mother and we could visit with them for a while. And somehow we just ended up staying here. My father got a job and we ended up staying here.
You was it?
I think we came here like in the early 50s. I remember also when we came by bus. And I remember getting off the bus and I remember thinking and telling my mother that it was different from Mississippi, because I can remember in the South where everything was clean. You know, the streets were clean, people swept the yards and that kind of thing. And I remember coming here and I thought there was trash, you know, things in the street. And I was really amazed at that, because I'm thinking I'm coming to a big city, you know, leaving the South and leaving a little town. And I was kind of disappointed in that. because I just couldn't understand how people see babies, you know, and I was only about 8 years old.
How were the people in San
Luis? We didn't really have that much contact with white people. We had, you know, contact with relatives and other friends of our families, and the people really were very nice. People were very open to us. Shortly after we lived with my grandmother, we just came here, but shortly after we came here, we rented a house. And I remember the people at the rented home were really very friendly, they were nice, but I also remember that in the neighborhood where we lived at, there was a couple, and there were battles and fights in the family, which was shocking to me, I mean, because we had never really experienced anything like that before. So that was kind of a shock. But of course, the children and the parents and everybody was really very friendly. There was somewhat of an overall attitude of uncertainty or some kind of fear or something that, you know, as an 8-year-old child, I didn't really understand what it was. But I had this feeling that almost like you weren't completely in control of everything. An uneasy kind of feeling. And of course I hear adults talking, you know, a little bit, but they didn't really talk to the children. So we didn't really understand what was going on. But I had that kind of feeling like things weren't quite right.
Did you continue school here?
Yes, mm-hmm. I went to grade school here, and I went to really grade school and upper primary school.
What school?
I went to Lawhead. I remember going to Willard. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. How about employment? First employment?
The first job that I had here, I actually worked with my mother. She cleaned office buildings, you know, like dentist offices and doctor's offices. And I worked with her company to clean the building, so that would be mostly the climbing up and the walls and that kind of stuff. And I remember washing windows. I remember being outside of these buildings, you know, I would be out working the outside and she'd be on the inside. And I think a lot of the people that I knew had jobs similar to that. There were some people that had jobs like in restaurants. There were people that had jobs like on campus cooking and that kind of thing. My father, I think at that time, I think he was working on the radio. I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing. And he also worked at the radio station, WWS. He cleaned up the radio.
What other jobs did you
Here in Champaign, Urbana, I worked, because my sister worked there, and I worked there helping her. After I was grown and came back here, I had other jobs. But up to that time, because we left when I went to high school, we left and went to Peoria. And then I came back here. Now you don't know about the job that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After I came back here, after I graduated from high school in Peoria, I went to grade school here, then I went to high school in Peoria, and I went to Bradley in Peoria. When I came back to Champaign, I worked in the Urban League. And I was the first secretary of the Urban League. And I worked there for about 3 years. And then I went to university. And I took the civil service test. And I worked in the, I started out working in the computer lab. And I worked there for 2 weeks. And then I heard about a job at the culture program. And I went over and I talked to the woman that was the director. She's the first director, her name is Valerie Wood. And she told me she wanted me to start working there. So I put the computer lab transferred to the culture program. I worked there as a personality group. And that was some interesting time because that was just the beginning of that program. There were all kinds of problems with students. There were weeks did not pass where we were taking up collections to help get students out of trouble, where somebody had been accused of stealing a bicycle or thrown out of their apartment or any number of things that were going on, because that was in the early 60s. So there were all kinds of things going on. So kids could get into all kinds of things, or either be accused of doing a lot of things that they didn't even do. That's the only time they were really involved in it. So it was a trying time. As far as the university was concerned and the department was concerned, it was a learning time. We learned a lot about how to handle a program, how to administer a program, how to handle the budget, how to spend the money, what you could do, what you couldn't do. Yeah, so it was really a learning time. It was a learning time for me because I was a young person and I had a lot of things to learn about budgets and handling money and all kinds of things. So it was really interesting time. It was a frightening time because there were a lot of things going on. Right after then, it was during the time when the riots were going on. People were, when we lived at our fifth school, there was a gang that hung around first building. We had, there have been times when we had to sit on our porch and watch them marching down the streets. There was a time when they were shooting back and forth. We never had any problem personally, but I can remember them shooting and people getting hurt and just all kinds of things that they did.
How about during the civil rights movement? How did the people?
In Champaign Act, the young people were really involved. There were meetings, protest meetings, there were marches, in downtown Champaign so that people, black people could be hired in the stores. Even the churches were involved to the extent that there were meetings in the churches, and there were times when people would come in and there would be collections, you'd take up for somebody that was in trouble or had a problem or whatever. There was a lot more community involved. There was a lot more awareness of what was going on. There seems to be a lot more apathy.
What kind of organizations or clubs have you been a member of? Are you a member of now?
I have been a member of the Urban League, OIC, Park District Advisory Committee, Northeast Savannah Development Committee, Girl Scout Board, PTA, all kinds of things. At present, what am I a member of? At present, I guess the biggest thing that I'm really concerned about, of course, is rearing our two children. So most of the things that I'm involved in have either to do with the school or with the church. Other than that, I'm not involved in a lot of things. I think I'm tired, to be honest.
Okay, you said, the church involvement, the early 60s was pretty close.
Yeah, there was a lot more of the churches being involved in what was actually going on in the community. If I remember right, I even think that a lot of the protests for downtown Champaign, I think that actually started in one or two of the churches. So that the people that were involved in those protests actually came out of the local black churches.
You say that the interaction has slowed down now? Do you think it's?
I think that the focus seems to have changed. There doesn't seem to be quite as much community involvement as it was. But then that also seems to be true as far as university and the students are concerned. There doesn't seem to be as much actual movement. There are still problems, but there just doesn't seem to be quite as much movement, quite as much that you can actually see going on. I think some of that has to do with the fact that more people leave, they have jobs. And I think people have kind of thought, well, I'm all right, so then everything must be all right, whether it is or not.
Do you remember the Illinois Times, the paper, did you ever read it?
Vaguely.
I was telling you about my
time. Yeah, vaguely, but I don't really remember.
Do you remember any other kinds of newspapers that most pamphlets that blacks had that you see?
I remember a newspaper, I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, I remember one person that wrote an article. I can't think of her name, was Tiki or something like that, and I can't remember what the name of the paper was, but I can't really remember it yet. I can remember her being involved in writing for it. I think her name was Lorraine Sankey, and she wrote for it, and then somebody else, but I don't really remember the name. I know what it was. I just thought about the plain truth.
The plain truth, right.
Yeah.
What kind of things were there? Mm-hmm. Articles?
There were articles. at times, there were really some interesting articles. Sometimes the language was pretty black, and I remember that. But there were some articles about the things that were going on in the community.
How about the newspaper, the local newspaper, you know, during the 60s? What kind of things did they have in it? You know, the focus on blacks, did they have more blacks into it? You know?
I know, they weren't that many. They weren't that many blacks. They weren't blacks writing for it, that's for sure. But there was a lot of news about what was going on. I think that a lot of it was slander. You know, it was not favorable. I don't remember there being any articles about positive things in there.
You remember, you probably wasn't too young, but okay, like the theaters, you know, when they were segregated?
No, I don't even remember that.
I was curious to know about your grandmother. You said you came when you was about eight.
Mm-hmm. We were on our way to California, and we came through here because my grandmother lived here.
How long did your grandmother live?
Oh, my grandmother lived here. I guess she came here probably about at least probably 10 years before we did.
You know anything about your grandmother?
Not about her, you know, how she got along here. I know that she worked, I know she did clean houses, I remember that. Because I used to spend nights with her off and on. But other than that, I don't really know why she came here. You know, I'm sure she came here because she thought she could make more money than she could working in a field in Mississippi. I'm sure about that. And that the opportunity to get for her children. Because when she came here, she still had two children, I think, that would have still been at home. I think my youngest aunt and uncle would have still been
alive.
Seems to me that it was on Eureka Street.
Yeah,
I think it was Eureka and Champagne. If I remember that.
I have a question I just thought of. Do you think the young blacks now, they're checking them or they're motivated to go on, you know, into higher education?
Not in Champagne.
That you know of?
No, I think that, there are some of them, of course, but not the majority of them. There seems to be a sense of, first of all, there's a lack of respect for themselves. You know, I think that's the basic thing. And then there also seems to be a sense of not being able to accomplish very much, or not even knowing that there are things that you can do. I don't see that much of pride and the idea that you can really go out and do whatever you want to work hard enough, you know, and achieve it. I don't see that kind of attitude.
That's pride.
I don't know if it's, I guess I tend to look at things from a personal perspective, even more so than a national or international perspective. We, first of all, we're Christian, okay, so we believe in Christ, we believe in striving to get where you want to get. I feel that there, because of the problems that black people have had, I think that young black people of my age tend to give their children too many things. And I think that when you give somebody something all the time, then they don't have any concept of how it is, how you get it. I think that's one of the problems. I also think that there is a lack of training as far as respecting yourself. When I said that when we first got off the bus and I came here and I saw dirt and trash in the street, I mean, it was a shock to me. Because we had always been taught, you don't make a mess. You don't leave paper in the yard. When I came here and saw children, when you walk up and down the street and you're eating on the street, you drop the paper on the ground. I mean, that was different to me. I mean, that's not the way that I was raised. I tell my children, you don't throw your trash on the ground. You know, just simple, basic kind of things like that. Also, one of the things that I'm seeing more and more of my sister on different properties that they rent, people tear up things. you know, we were brought up with the idea that if you lived in it, whether it belonged to you or not, it was a reflection on you. And it was very hard for me to understand how people would say it's not mine, but you live in it. How do you let things just go and you don't even try to keep it up? And you live there. So I think that whole basic thing about self-respect is something that has caused a lot of problems for us as people. We have a tendency to feel like I can always go buy something new, rather than to take care of what you have. But that's my feeling.
You know.
But that's one that we try to keep up with.
What improvements would you like to see in the community in the future? Mm-hmm.
In this particular community? One of the things that we've talked about, even in this Northeast Urbana development thing that I was involved in, was seeing, as you go around, as I'm sure as you travel around and talk to different people, you see where there's a need for moving of rubbish and trash and that kind of thing. What I would like to see with young people, and also with the number of black businessmen that we have, most of them have at their access trucks. You know, it would seem to me that it would be a good idea to have young people to haul, you know, to carry trash, to carry debris, to help keep the neighborhoods clean. That would seem like something that they could do. I think that because the businessmen have at their access these trucks, that they could either rent them or they could borrow them or whatever it takes in order to get this debris moved. I think people would pay a certain amount to have trash and stuff hauled away from their houses. But they're not going to pay $11 or $12, you know, to move one thing because it costs so much to dump things. But I think there should be a way to be able to work it out so that, especially older people, they don't have to have all the junk and trash that around their yard. You know, I think that would be something to be done, since young people need jobs, with their jobs to be done. But I also think there has to be a basic understanding that hard work is not beneath you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We need to get back to some of those ideas of what is basic, and the hard work is not behind you. You learn, and you have to start down here in order to learn. You don't start out as president of the company. You know, you start at the bottom. And then also, I think it would be helpful because it would help you to do something about the place where you live. I think one of the things that has caused a lot of problems in Champaign, Urbana, is that when we came here, most black people, of course, lived in one area during the 70s, early 70s, late 60s. A lot of people were moved by urban renewal to improve things. But I think what happened during that removal also, a lot of the people that really had pride in their property, they went somewhere else. So that kind of pride, the people left, and people that came in, a lot of them did not own the property, and they didn't have that kind of an attitude. And I think that has been harmful. Now, I'm not against black people being able to live anywhere they want to, but I think it has been detrimental to the sense of even a sense of community.
I'm wondering about, okay, the crime during the late 60s and early 60s, how was the crime? Was it, the crime rate, was it lower?
I don't know about actual crime. There were incidents with the gangs, you know, that kind of thing. And I've heard other people, older people in particular, talk about how they were afraid of that, you know, about people coming into the houses and taking things. They were afraid to go out at night and that kind of thing. We didn't really have a whole lot of problem with that, but it did exist. But as far as crime is concerned, I mean, there's a lot of crime now. We've never had anybody break into our house until last year. You know, so it's not really a racial thing. I don't know if the people are black or white.
You know,
I don't think it was a racial thing. I think it was robbery. Mm-hmm. I do know, feel that it probably is escalating because there are very few jobs. And when they're on a job, then people do all kinds of things.
Thank you for
helping. I hope that it helps. I hope you get some information that you can use.